some Tommy McNeil. The toll from torrential rains and landslides in El Salvador has risen to 19. The number includes 6 victims from Friday when 2 girls and 4 adults died after being buried in their homes. A weather system along Guatemala's Pacific coast and another in the Gulf of Mexico developed Tropical Storm Alberto. They have brought saturating rains to southern Mexico and Central America. The Civil Protection Authorities of El Salvador issued a red alert and the country's Congress declared a state of national emergency for 15 days because of the severity of those rains. China appears to be keeping its distance as Russia and North Korea move closer to each other with a new defense pact that could tilt the balance of power among the 3 states. Experts say Chinese leaders are likely fretting over a potential loss of influence over North Korea and how that could increase instability on the Korean Peninsula. Beijing so far has not commented on the deal and only reiterated by the boilerplate statement said it seeks to uphold peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and advance political settlement of the North-South divide. Armenia said it would recognize the Palestinian state on Friday, prompting Israel to summon its ambassador for what the foreign ministry described as a severe reprimand. 3/4 of the 193 United Nations member nations that recognize a Palestinian state, including Ireland and Spain. A relentless heat wave continues to bake most of the United States, with numerous areas expected to see record-breaking temperatures. Forecasters were also warning there could likely be a little relief through the weekend for most areas. The steamiest conditions on Friday are expected in parts of Ohio and Indiana. More advanced